focus between Tosas and Rabbeinu Yonah in regards to what exactly is the case of Ikra V'Tafel by the Peros Genosa. And we have the opinion of Tosos that says that he eats it at two different times. The Chazonish said, from the fact that Tosas tells us that if you eat it at two different times, the bracha that you made on the Genosa is not poter, the Maliach, tells us about our Hakira of how Ikra V'Tafel works. The way Ikra V'Tafel works, that it becomes bottle entirely. If it become bottle entirely, then you still wouldn't make a broch on the Maliach even afterwards. And we suggested that Chakira was dependent on two issues. Number one, the struggle in the poskim of whether if you have a tafel, do you make the broch on the tafel before the Ikar or not? So that was a Trumas Hadeshen with the Beis Yosef going back and forth. So if you say that it becomes batel, so then you wouldn't. If you say, however, that doesn't become batel, but rather what happens is that it one bracha is subsumed under another, so where you had the tafel first, it wasn't subsumed under the ikar. Another nafkamina, which is our Hosafa to the Olam HaTorah, it turns out we're Mechamed Rabbi Yilei Malin on that. Another nafkamina would be in regards to the suffix of the kolbol. Does halacha of ikar v'tafel apply to bracha achrona? We've been brainwashed, the ikar v'tafel does apply to bracha achrona, but the truth is, the kolbol has a suffix. So if you say that it's batel, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that it should be included in the bracha achrona. What's the only tzad to say not? Why did the kolbol have a suffix? Because if you're going to say it's a bracha rishon, and the first bracha you make patters it, who says the same applies to Brach Achron? So the only way you can make sense of the Kolbo is based on that. Then we were Masik Shmaitz Aliba de Hilchasa. We looked up the halachas in regards to, in Reish Yud Beis, in regards to Ikar V'Tafel, and we saw that a couple of important points. Number one, even when you make the tafel, even when you're going to make the bracha on the tafel first, it's always going to be a shahakot. And number two, also in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Gimel, we saw that at the end of the day, in the machlokis of pshat, has a big nafgamina in lemaisa as well. And that is, if you have a herring and a cracker, do you make a bracha on the herring, and does that and the potter is the cracker? So you could have read the Shulchan Aruch that way. Points out the Bach that if you go according to the simple reading of our Gemara, and that our Gemara is talking about that the Maliach is there only to help the Peros Genosar, the only time we're going to say this halacha is when the bread, this is how the Bach understands it, the bread is tafel to a Maliach, which was tafel, which was secondary to a Peros Genosar. But if you're talking about Pas, in general, who says that Pas versus Maliach is going to be Potter? Also, the Mishnah Berurah points out, we had a general machlokis between Tosas and Rabbeinu Yonah of how to read the Gemara. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this case of our sugya is not at all talking about herring and bread. It could very well be that even when it comes to herring and bread, so then in such a case, that you make a bracha on the bread. The only time we had a tafel is if you're using the tafel to mitigate the power of the pri. So then in such a case, it's going to become a tafel. But if it's anything less, more than that, even if it's secondary, it could be that it's going to get two brachas. That will only, Vameven Yavin, apply if you're having two separate things. If it's in the Tarubos, it seems to be quite clear in the poskim that in such a case you say Ikur V'Tafel. That, I think, Rabosai, is a crunch of the sugya. There were more things that we did, but it's always Kedai. What I just did right now, every single sugya you have to do it. And don't be a perfectionist. Don't say, oh, but I didn't understand 10% of that shiur, so I lost the whole sugya. No, go over 90%. I just went over 70%. And put it into a few succinct sentences. If you can't, then you got to ask yourself why. What is it that's difficult for me to summarize the sugya. Okay, Rabosai, as you can see, I'm a little bit under the gun. I also want to say some more Yishmaka Chasidus in Avodas Hashem at 1 o'clock from the Inyan of the Yoma. So, and I'd like to, Be'ezer Hashem, make important points on the sugya. Let's take a look at Tosos. Vibra Maskel Avla Eitz Val Priya Eitz. Avla Ala Yayin Mevorechim Ala Gefen Val Priya Gefen. And even the Yayin Kovea Brocha La Atzmo Mishum Chavivusei Huadin La Akara Kudir Hasima. Period. Okay. But on Yayin, says Tosos, the conclusion is going to be, as opposed to Alo Eitz Val Priya Eitz, the conclusion is going to be Ala Gefen Val Priya Gefen. Why? Because the Yayin has a kavius that gets a bracha by itself because of its kavivus. And then Tosa says, the same would apply afterwards. It will get its own conclusion. We're going to focus on the chasima right now. Today's shiur, because there's a lot to do, will be a little more ha'aros oriented. Oh, by the way, I have to point out, Ami Oren saved my pshat. You slugged it up yesterday. In fact, my wife called me up afterwards. She says, how's the thing going? I said, I misunderstood the rabbi. That's the first thing I told her. But it turns out Oren saved me. And Aaron added that my pshat, I just want to add in the Rambam, where we said that we were mesupik, what would halacha be if someone has a suffix on Brocha Achrona? So I suggested that the Rambam never said that you don't go back even on Brocha Achas Mein Shalosh. So Ami pointed out, but the Rambam in Perek Ches says even on Brocha Achara. So based on the fact that the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph Forum pointed out, puts together Birchas Ala Michya and Birchas Hamazon, take a look at that Rambam. Aaron said that you could reread the Rambam and say he's only talking about Bar Nefashos, and he's not talking about Ala Michya. And then what I said according to Tzlach is going to work. Okay, so I was happy to see that there definitely is a way to save what I had said yesterday. Yesterday I backed out. At that moment, Ami seemed to be correct. Back into our Tosas. Tosas says that some say that the Chasima is going to be Ala Gefen Va'al Pri HaGefen. That's what the chasima is going to be. And he says, Mi l'chor mashmat ein tzarach l'shanas ha-chasima. Sharei ein anu mishanin rak lomar priya gefen b'mokum priya etz. Avol ba'alma echadam lo mevarchin ala etz al mislama ala oretz ala peiros. In general, you say make a bracha of ala oretz ala peiros. V'yayinami ein l'shanos. Wine, too, you shouldn't make a change. So what's Tosas saying? Tosis is saying, do you have to make a change when it comes to ala eitz, ala gefen val priya gefen, or not? Or can you say ala oretz val priya gefen? Now, I just want to point out to you, Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the halacha is that you're supposed to conclude ala oretz. Here, there's a subtle machlokis between Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosas. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, you have to say Al Ha'aretz. According to Tosfos, you have a choice. In other words, Tosfos says you don't have to say Al Ha'gefen Val Pri HaGefen. Says Rabbeinu Yonah would be wrong to say Al Ha'gefen Val Pri HaGefen. Why? Because you always need to emphasize Al Ha'aretz. Why? So this might be, we mentioned yesterday, Rabbeinu Yonah Lishitaso, who says that the bracha of Birchas Hamazon of Mein Shalosh is modeled after Birchas Hamazon. One of the things that Gemara says in the beginning of the Masechta, where is it, Adaf Chaf or so? The Gemara over there says that you need to mention Aretz in Birchas Hamazon. So, and Ad Kidei Kach has to be one of the chasimas, Ala Aretz V'Ala Mazon. So do we say the same thing in regards to the bracha Mein Shalosh? Tosas gave you an option. You could say it, or you can't say it. However, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it has to be part of the chasimas. Tosas goes on, and then Tosas says that there's an issue in regards to the Shitas HaRambam. And that is, the Rambam says something fascinating. Ubesefer maimoni matzrich lahaskir me'ena ma'ora b'shabbis v'yomtov. He says you need to say, as if you look in our Sidurim as well, he says that you're supposed to say, the Me'ein HaMa'ora on Shabbos V'yomtiv, or it's Sev Achli Tzeinu B'yom HaShabbos, as some have a different gear, so. And then he says, Tosas Achei Mashmi Yerushalmi. It's very interesting. Tosa says that the minhag was not to do that, even though in all of our siddur, both Ashkenazic and Sephardic, you have the Me'ein HaMa'ora in the Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalosh. By the way, this Tosa is a collector's item. I cannot recall seeing anywhere that Tosa quoted a Rambam. Tosa on the Daf quotes a Rambam. I'm not aware of another Tosas that does it. Interesting, just to do a CD Ram check. But the same Rabbi Matzah Chaskim Ein Amarora B'Shas Yomtiv B'Chei Mashma B'Yerushalmi U'Miu Lo Nagu Olam Ken. But the Minig Olam is not this way. V'Yachol Lios Mashem Eskir Ein Amarora Haynu Dafka B'Meim Sheyirigin Lekpoa Yayim V'Amine Peros. He says maybe the Yerushalmi is only talking about those days where they were Koveya a su'uda on yayin amine peros. So then you would have to mention the ma'ora. I will idna lo kavi, but today we're not koveyin. So, Rabosai, here I don't have anything good. I don't have osaf. I just have a couple of questions. Number one is I don't understand what's the machlokas, the yisod of the machlokas between. The Rambam. And the Bali Tosfos, and more specifically, I don't understand the Shita of the Bali Tosfos. Why is it that the Bali Tosfos do not require the Me'ein HaMa'ora? At the end of the day, we learn in again around the Chos in the beginning of the Masechta, we learn that the halacha is that you need to say the Me'ein HaMa'ora for Yom Tov and Shabbos in Birchas HaMazon. Ad kidei kach, that if you miss it on Yom Tov and Shabbos, where there's a chiyuv of Suda, you go back. So why would Alamichya be any different? That's A. Question A. Question B is, what is Tosis' svara? I just don't even understand Tosis' words. Tosis' words are, B'meyem shayu regilin l'kvoa yayin v'amine peros. In those days, it was common to be koveya. Amine yayinu peros. So then, in such a case, then the halacha would be that you need to say uritzev achlitzenu biyom hashabbos hazeh. But bisman hazeh, it's no longer shayach. What does it have to do with being koveya with requiring uritzev achlitzenu? So, as I was spelling out to you what was bothering me, I think maybe we could suggest the following pshat. Maybe the pshat in Tosfos is like this. We know that the halacha is that on Rosh Chodesh, according to many Rishonim, if you miss Yalav Yavo, you do not go back. What's the reason you don't go back on Yalav Yavo? Because the issue is whether you were koveya, there's a chiyuv of Suuda or not. Let's take a step back now, Rabbi. First of all, everybody, am I going a little too fast? We're okay? Good. I have two tzarachim. What's the machlokas and what's the pshat in Tosfos? Let me ask you a general question. What is the reason, the rationale of this halacha when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, since you don't have a chiyuv of Suuda? So then in such a case, then you don't repeat if you forget. Today if you forget, you don't repeat. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you do. What does chiyuv Suuda have anything to do with repeating benching or not? Were you Yotze benching, or you not Yotze benching? What's the pshat? It's partial pshat in halacha l'maisa. What's behind halacha l'maisa? It's just, that's what Mishavura said. That's the halacha. No, there's a hegiyon bedavar. It's not that there was Gemara that makes sense. And then there's Mishavura that doesn't make sense. It's all part of the same thing, the same system that makes sense. What's the pshat? Yes, Gilad?
Because you're benching because of the chiyuv suda.
So, but why does that have to do with repeating? Yeah. Nachon.
You can eat bread regardless. You're eating bread after because of the chiyuv suda. So the benching is because of.
Same there. So what does that have to do with repeating? Mamar Shach, where you yotze benching, you have a main ma'ora. You have a main ma'ora of Rosh Chodesh, and you have a main ma'ora of Yom Tov. So, Mamar Shach, where you yotze, where you not yotze. And if you're going to say you were Yotze, so why weren't you Yotze on Rosh Chodesh? If you say that you weren't Yotze, why are you not Yotze on Rosh Chodesh? And if you're Yotze on Rosh Chodesh, why are you not Yotze on Shabbos and Yom Tov? It's the same thing. It's the same Yal of Yavo. Why does it make a difference whether you say B'yom Rosh Chodesh or B'yom Chag HaMatzos? Why should it make a difference? So the pshat is why? That it's a fascinating idea. If there's a chiyuv of Seuda, then the Torah wants you to say Yalav Yavo. According to most Rishonim, the Torah wants you to say Yalav Yavo on the first day of Pesach twice. According to Rambam, actually, the Rambam holds a three Seudas. By the way, it wasn't that the Gra and the Baal Shem Tov made up Seudas HaMashiach, or whatever you want to call it on Shvi Shel Pesach. According to Rambam, there's an Indian of Shal Shudas on all days of Yom Tov. So they just needed to encourage somebody to eat Shal Shudas on Yom Tov, so they call it Suda Shal Mashiach. Okay. By the way, the Rambam holds there's a chiyuv. We don't pass in this way. But there is a chiyuv of Shal Shudas. There's an Indian of Milas Achag, especially Sachag Pesach. It's connected to what we said yesterday about the Hashivas of Pesach, connected to what we're going to say later today about Sfiras Omer. Now, but the Torah wants you then to bench, to say Yalav Yavo twice a day during benching is a Chiyuv Seuda. That only applies on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Does the Torah want you, does the Halacha want you to say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh during a meal? No. That's the difference. So if you missed it in Shabbos and Yom Tov, so then you gotta do it again. But on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to. That's the pshat in the chiluk between Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh. In Kainim Advarim, maybe this is the diun as well, be with the Rambam and the Baalei Tosfos over here. Says the Baalei Tosfos, let's start by our second question. What does he mean? Whether the derech was to be koveya on it or not? What does he mean by that? We said, why is that going to affect whether you're going to put them in HaMa'orah? If in those days there were Yotze Seuda because they didn't have bread, like the Netziv describes, like we discussed in the beginning of the Masechta, the beginning of Parah, that they didn't have bread, so what did they do? They were Yotze their Seuda, Shabbos, and Yom Tov on one. So that means that the Halacha wanted them to mention Yom Tov, because they wanted them to say this bracha achrona. If you want them to say the bracha achrona, why do we want you to say the bracha achrona? On a regular day during the week you could fast, but here we want you to say this bracha achrona. So they were koveya on yayin. If the halacha wants you to say the bracha achrona, then you say why the halacha wants you to say the bracha achrona. However, if then those days they already weren't saying the bracha achrona with Al HaGefen, how were they saying the bracha achrona? They were saying the bracha achrona with benching. So you and I, that's what you and I do, right? We wash on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So when do we say a bracha achrona on Shabbos and Yom Tov? When we have cake on Shabbos afternoon. Does the Torah tell you to have cake on Shabbos afternoon? No. It's a reshus. If you want to have cake, so then, fantastic. You want to drink wine? The seder. So that's so. So then the halacha doesn't say that you need to say the ma'ora. That's the claim of the Baalei Tosfos. The Baalei Tosfos are saying, say back to the Rambam, there's a chiluk between the two. It depends on whether you wanted to say it. So then in such a case, then there isn't a chiyuv to say the ma'orah. The only time there's a chiyuv to say the ma'orah is where the halacha says that you're supposed to say it. While the Rambam will disagree. The Rambam will say, anytime you have a maisa achila on Shabbos and Yom Tov, by definition, anything that's higher than a bar nefashos, you need to mention the me'ena ma'orah. So this answers the two tzara chiyuvs and what's going on at us. So the Rambam was right. Now, Tosfos points out that the Bavli makes no mention of this Me'ein HaMa'ora. So, Rabosei, I think it's a Gishmak HaHesber. I think that works beautifully. Why the Baalei Tosfos, and this explains what's going on in the Hemshech of Tosfos. So, now let's go on and let me share with you a couple of Ha'aros in regards to the Lashon of Al HaMichya and the Me'ein Shalosh. I'm okay, thank you. In Simin Reish Reish Ches. There was a mistake on the Maran Mekomos, I'm sorry. In Simin Reish Ches, the tour discusses many things in regards to the appropriate girsa of Alamichya. There is a fascinating give and take. Now, there are many, many issues about the girsa of Alamichya. If we weren't at the end of this man, I would be spending more time in it, but we're unfortunately running out of time. Pick up through the at the end of Sif Yud, where the Torah writes the following. Because of all the Yeshomim, there's some who say that we should say, V'nochal nitir yavin is bami tuba. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to eat from its fruits and to become satiated by them. V'eil amro. By the way, that's of course what we do. Sfaradim. They say V'nochal nitir yavin is bami tuba. So everybody does, okay? Says the Torah, V'eil amro. She'ein lachmo da'aretz b'shvil piriya v'tivya v'tova. Pardon me. So now we don't love Eretz Yisrael because of its peros, and it's good because of the gashmias. Ela l'kayim mitzvah sartliyos ba. Fascinating deal. Fascinating deal. At the end of Sif Katan Yud in the tour, no. Sivkatan Yod. In the I don't have your edition, the photocopy, so I don't know where it is. So at the end of that, you have towards the end, Vitasavot. So that's our minute. So you could say the Gashmias and Klal Yisrael went out. You needed to sell Israel. It's not enough to sell Israel for its Ruchnias. You gotta sell it for its Gashmias. That's Vinochal Napiriyav and Isbami Tuva. That's a fascinating taina. The time is, wait a second, why are you Zionists? Are you Zionists because of a secular reason? Or are you Zionists because Avodas Hashem is better over here? Fascinating. Fascinating deal. So you should say V'nochal Mepir. You're here because of the mitzvos, the ruchnias. You're not here because of the gashmias. That's the objection, to take out V'nochal Mepir of his mommy. So I just wanted to share with you what some of the Talmidim were saying, started saying, that the Briska Rav said, which I think also deals with this question as well. Here it's not written up in a sefer, so here I want to be as... say with much affinity to the words of the Briska Rav, about another issue in the Birchas Hamazon, in the Birchas Mein Shalosh. We also say in the Bracha Mein Shalosh, it's the guy Kedai to go over this tour and to see all these issues of yourselves. I want to spend more time, but we don't have it. Says the tour, this says the tour also mentions this, in Birchas Mein Shalosh, we also say something else that's a little bit strange. What do we say? Univarech Chala B'Kedusha V'Tara, as Ashkenazim continue on, and that's a little bit funny. What does it mean? Now, I always understood that it was a Musar Shmuz. What's that it's saying that your achila is supposed to be, I thought al derech hasidus, that the pshat is that you have to work, that your achila should not be achila like an animal, which is something that really, really requires work. That's something that really requires work. Let's have the Briska Rav a more halachic teretz. He says, Unvarecha aleha b'kdusha v'tahara, is referring to the fact that right before that we said, V'nei Yushlayim erakodesh b'meira v'yameinu, V'aleinu l'socha v'samcheinu b'vinyanah, V'nochal mipir yam in izba mituva, Unvarecha aleha b'kdusha v'tahara. Unvarecha aleha b'kdusha v'tahara comes immediately after Uvinei Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. What's going to change when Yerushalayim is built? What's going to be changed when Yerushalayim is built is that there's going to be Achila b'kdusha v'tahara. What's that? Very good. Yaakov suggested one thing. Bikurim, Maiser Sheni, Kodshim. All of those things, particularly Bikurim and Maiser Sheni, all that will include as well the Shivas Haminim, can include the Shiva Saminim. And therefore, we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that one day we're going to be able to be Mekayim, the halachos of Bikdusha V'Tahara. Now, I would say that doesn't preclude the Hasidus part as well. And that is, that one day we're going to have Bikurim and Maaser Sheni, the odds are that our Achila is going to be different. In other words, when you're going to be coming up through Shar Yafo and then walking through the Rova, instead of, what's it called, Burger's Bar, and whatever it is, what you're going to have are places where people are going to stop to be poted there, Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, and the focus is going to be all the halachos of Kedusha V'Tahara, as opposed to what type of burger it is. So that is going to transform the entire Achila in Yerushalayim. So I think the Brisk Rav is not precluding the other understanding. It's the same thing, that if it's going to be Bikdusha V'Tahara with Maaser Sheni, so then in such a case, then the Achila is going to be a different Achila. That's the Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Binyan Yerushalayim that will be able to raise up our Achila. In Kainim Advarim, take the Brisk Rav's Havana of what does it mean? Then we can answer also what the objection that the Tur Mamish quotes to our Girsav in Nisban Mituva. What are we doing in Nisban Mituva? The Medrash, he's quoting, he's making reference to a Medrash, the Tur. The Tur says the Moshe Rabbeinu want to go to Eretz Yisrael because its fruits were better than in the desert? No! He was showing for the Kedusha. So the answer is in Nisban Mituva. To be satiated from the goodness of Yerushalayim is not the goodness only of its Gashmias, but rather it's the goodness of its Ruchnias as well. Halavai, we should be Zocha to manish live. And we're already on the way. There's so much of Ala Michya that we've already started to be Mekayim. Baruch Hashem here in Eretz Yisrael. Halavai, further and further, will be Zocha for every part of B'nai Yishlai Mir HaKoshim here. Okay. Now let's continue on with the next sugya. Says the Gemara on the bottom of Mem Dalet on the base. Hashose Mayim Litzmo. Someone who drinks water, we learned in our Mishnah, someone who drinks water because he is thirsty. Mavarek Shachol Nia Bidvaru. Then in such a case he makes a Shachol. Afuke Mayim. What's that coming to exclude? Why did the Mishnah say let's smoke? Amr Abidi Barav and Lachfuki Leman the Chankite Umsa. It's coming to exclude someone who drinks water to dislodge something that is choking him. So if there's something that's choking him, then in such a case you don't make a bracha. Rabbi, let me introduce that to the next sugya with the following suggestion that I always thought was correct, which I'm not sure is correct anymore. A person is taking medicine. And they're taking medicine and they need water to help the medicine go down, as Mary Poppins says, right? So they need the medicine to take the water. So now, do you make a bracha? So the pashtus, if you're drinking the water just stop to take let the medicine go down, then you don't. You're even mixing it with the medicine, so that doesn't even taste good. Is there an eitzah to take a drink of water beforehand, make a shakal, and then take the water with the medicine? I think as a child, I don't remember where, somehow I got the impression that that's the right thing to do. Because how can you drink, right? How can you drink without making a bracha? It's a beautiful thing. I think as a Jewish child, we're taught, and what's emphasized very much is also la'adam lenos mel mazeh below bracha. So how could you ever drink water without making a bracha? But actually, sometimes that chinuch could cause for bracha levatalos. So what would you say? Is that a suggestion? What's that? Oh, okay. So that's going to be a deal that we're going to have. Let's take a look. So says Rashi, nothing. All right. Let's take a look at Tosas. The Chankei Umtza, the Daf Gemayim She'en Lo Hanah, Ki Im Lishdos Mayim Letzmo, VaHanah the Chankotei umtsa ein zeh nechshav hana. Says Tosos a fascinating observation. When it comes to mayim, so then you don't get any hana from it. Avol shar mashkim shelo olam aguf nena ben becholim mevarech. But feel chantev umtsa. Tosos saying a fascinating thing. Tosos is saying that if you drink orange juice, many people are not aware of this. If he's drinking orange juice to dislodge, maybe that's the eitzah to take with orange juice. If he's drinking orange juice to dislodge the blockage, so then in such a case, then he's going to make a bracha, because even though his throat, when he drank it, he was in pain, and he didn't get any hana whatsoever, but he drank it how? He drank it, his body is going to get hana. And since his body's going to get hana, in such a case, you make a bracha. Now, what do you see from Tosas? Tosas is making a chiluk. I have to say that if I was writing the halacha, I might not have come to this conclusion, but this is the way it works, the halacha. And that is, Tosas is saying that when you make a bracha rishona on water, the only thing you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for is that he's taking away your thirst. Even though water is the most important thing that the body needs, nevertheless, because it doesn't have many nutrients, you're only making a bracha on the satisfaction of removing your thirst. In contrast to orange juice and wine and other things, they have other ingredients. So vitamin C, for example. Water does not have vitamin C. Orange juice does. So it seems to be that the assumption of the Bali Tosas is that every other drink except for water has some type of benefit for the body, and in such a case, for that reason, we make a bracha. Shalom aguf nenem em becholim ivarech v'afilu chantei umtse kedarmina le'il v'af al gav durefua siboy brache. As we see earlier, that even though something is only for refua, it needs a bracha. Can anybody explain to me what Tosas means? What's Tosas' raya? Whenever Tosas has a raya, we need to explain what Tosas is saying. What does Tosas mean when he says, Kedamrina le'il, da'afakad refuasi boy bracha? Yes, Michal?
Shemen.
And who spells this out? Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah spells out, take a look in the back of Rabbeinu Yonah. This is a real Siman Sender Zman that I'm looking at Rabbeinu Yonah in the Oz Vahadar print. Don't catch me dead normally doing that. Okay. Says Rabbeinu Yonah. Ve'ein zeh nira Rabbeinu Tzarfas do'amrinan ga'bechoshesh begrono lo yarenu v'shemen ma'u d'seim akim l'refua kamechad v'lo livret. Says Rabbeinu Yonah that if a person's throat is bothering him, then he makes a bracha on the shemen. Even though his intention was only refuah, nevertheless, the halacha is that he makes a bracha because his body is getting hana. So what do we see? We see even in the at the moment, you're only thankful. There's nothing enjoyable about the taste of shemen, but if at the end of the day he comes away satiated, where Tversky spoke about this, at the end of the day he's going to make a bracha. Of course, there is someone who disagrees. Says Tosfos v'Rav Amram Piresh, d'davka l'fanav lo boi bracha, avol acharav chayov, Rabbeinu Moshe Pirish Delohi, Deholdein Enen Afil Acharov Lo Boi Bracha. Rabbeinu Moshe says that it's not correct. But since he doesn't have Ana, Afil Acharov Lo Boi Bracha. Rav Amram says that you make a Bracha Achrona. And Rabbeinu Moshe says, no. What happens if you drank water because you're choking? What's the halacha? Do you make a bracha achrona? Rav Amram says, yes. Most Rishonim say no. Rav Osai, did you figure out what's the machlokas between Rav Amram and Rabbeinu Moshe? What's behind this machlokas? Why does one say that you do make the bracha achrona? And why does one say that you don't make the bracha achrona? Yes, Abi?
Because one is saying that the bracha achrona is related to the pleasure that you got when you drank it, regardless of whether you said a bracha or yishona or not.
Say it loud so everybody can hear you.
One of them is saying that the bracha achrona is related to the men, to the pleasure that you were getting, regardless of whether you made a bracha or yishona or not. And one is saying it's not related, and therefore you would not be saying that.
Okay, Avi says that Rav Avram says, even if you don't make a bracha rishona, nevertheless, you do make a bracha achrona because you derive benefit from it. What? You derive... but it says you don't. You didn't derive benefit from it beforehand. You didn't derive benefit from it beforehand. What's that? Yes?
Is bracha achrona a function of hanal or ma'aseh shtiyah or achila?
Very good. As Rav Korsky said, explain Yosef. So, you know, so you're going to have to explain deeper, Abi. What you're saying is not incorrect, but we need more. Go ahead, Yosef.
Rav Amram says, even though when you drank the water, you weren't getting hanal, afterwards, nonetheless, you still did a ma'aseh shtiyah, and because of bracha achrona, he holds...
But there's a ma'aseh shtiyah, so in such a case, you should make a bracha... Even if it's chamkei b'umtza,
no, he goes bracha rishon is a function of hana, bracha achron is a function of a ma'aseh shtiyah achila. Whereas Rabbeinu Moshe holds bracha rishona and bracha achrona both function of if you get hana from it. And since you didn't get hana from for Rabbeinu Moshe, you're not going to.
And Rav Amram holds
that a bracha achrona is a function of a ma'aseh shtiyah achila. But in the beginning, since you only doing it without.
What's the logic for that? What's the logic to say that a bracha achrona is going to be dependent on whether you did a ma'aseh shtiyah? Yosef wants to suggest like this. He says bracha rishona, and he's working with Rav Tversky's Rambam from Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Someone pass me a Rambam, please. The Rav Tversky was medayek in the Lashon Rambam that the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Beis says the following. So what do we see from that Rambam? We see that the definition is if you have hanah. And that's the reason why you don't make a bracha rishona, because you weren't drinking it except to remove something which was dislodged. And then he says, also your mom. Rav Tversky was medayik that the bracha achrona is going to be different. Do you remember where he went so far as to say that the bracha achrona is going to be based on a ma'aseh shtiyah? Anos Mea versus Anos Garth. But how's it going to work over here? You have Anos Mea, but didn't he just get through saying, Tosis Lachura, what did Tosis say? Tosis, I will share mashkim shalom olam aguf nana mehem. His mashma that mayim, the guf wasn't nana mehem. So Oren and Eitan want to say like this. They want to say, beautiful. Bracha Rishona is the Hana'ah, is that you predicate on the fact that you get some type of Hana'ah. Rav Tversky wanted to say that by Shemen, according to Rambam, you're getting even Hana'ah's Me'ah, that's enough, even though there's no Hana'ah's Gorah. That's what I thought he wanted to say. That if there's any type of Hana'ah, then you're going to make a Bracha. But for Bracha Achrona, he said the Hagdara is going to be different. But I don't remember if he was Magda really how it works. But let's leave aside Rav Tversky and let Oren and Eitan talk. And what do they want to say? In other words, I feel much more comfortable when we say it as opposed to put something in his mouth. You guys wanted to say, there is no Anas Garam, because you're just trying to save yourself from choking. But at the end of the day, your goof had Anas. The problem is, and for that, Rav Amram says that you make a bracha. The problem is that Tosa said, Beferish, not that way. Tosfos said that by water the goof is not mana mehem. Oh, so what you have to say is, l'chura, what you have to say is that Rav Amram disagrees with the assumption that water is independent of than shemen, is different than shemen. And that Rav Amram understands that water and shemen are similar things. But why is it that you don't make a bracha rishona? There we take what you say, Yosef. And that is, that's not a ma'isa shtiya. If Rav Amram says water is like shemen, and really it should get a bracha tchila v'sof. However, there's an exterior reason by Chantei Lomtza that he doesn't make a bracha rishona. What's the exterior reason why he doesn't make a bracha rishona? Because there was a ma'isa shtiya that prevented him from having hanah. There was a mitzios, and it's ma'isa shtiya that prevented him from having hanah. Once there's something that prevents him from having hanah, then it's not even considered a ma'isa shtiya at all. And on that, you don't make a bracha. He's just saving himself. In other words, Tosfos is saying a very big chiddush in our sugya. Tosfos is not reading the Gemara and the Pashtus. What's the simple way of reading the Gemara? Simple way of reading the Gemara is not what we were led to believe by Tosis. How do we read according to Tosis? Tosis is saying that water doesn't present hanah at all. The only hanah that you get from water is to satiate your thirst. And therefore, you don't make a bracha rishona and achrona on water if, when you're drinking it, it's anything but shtiya litzama. And the Gemara, when it says afuke man dechamte umtza, is just bringing out the idea that an example of where you're not getting hanas some. And what would be the Hebrew way of saying it? Lasbiat smo'o. To satisfy his thirst.
Marvet.
Marvet smo'o. So that would be according to Shita Tos. And therefore, our Gemara is just simply an example. That's all it is. However, Rav Amram is saying a totally different Havana, and the truth is, Rav Amram's Havana is the Pashtus. The Gemara is saying that if you're doing Chamte Umtza, so then in such a case, what is happening? What's happening is, it's not a Maisa Shtiya. If it's not a Maisa Shtiya, you don't make a Bracha. But we're not saying that the body doesn't get Hanah from water. Who says water is different than oil? It's just the ma'isa over here is not a ma'isa shtiyah at all. But a bracha achrona, of course, is going to be. That, l'chura, is the machlokis over here between the two. And then, yeah, it's how we look at water, not in mitzius, how we look at water. Do we look at water as something that is not outside l'harve etzmeo? That's the question. Oh. Rabosayim kainim advarim. So now we could appreciate a little bit more a diyun in the poskim. In Simin Reish Zayin, there is a discussion about when you make a bracha on water if your intention is not to drink it just because you're thirsty. Let's take a look. Yeah. Resh, I mixed up the Zayin. Resh Dalet Zayin. Resh Zayin. Okay. Resh Dalet Zayin. Hashosem Mayim Litzmo. Somebody who drinks water because he's thirsty. Mevarech Shehakol Ula Achra Bon Refashos Rabos. Avon Chomkdei Umtze Vishosem Mayim Lahavir Umtze. Eine Mevarech Lo Lefana Velo La Achra. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah echoes the psak that we saw in Tosos in Sifkat and Membeis. Vishosa mayim, davka mayim she'ein achich nenemim, kim kishishos l'tzmo. Abol kishishosa shar mashkimo ochel chatichas pash, achich nenemim, it only applies to water, but other drinks, he says that you will make a bracha. Now, here, in the Ber Alocha, the Ramasna, shosa mayim l'tzmo, he asks the following kash. He deals with the following issue. What if someone drinks water for a different reason? For example, later post can give an example. Let's say you want to be mitzarif to someone's zimun. And you're drinking water to be mitzarif to the zimun. Leaving aside whether water is enough. Let's assume for a moment. Okay. So then in such a case, would that be something that you would make a bracha? So the Be'er Halacha quotes a gra in the Aderes Eliyahu. U'matzasi be'ezras Hashem Yisparach by Aderes Eliyahu. From, in our edition, it's 12 lines from the bottom. U'matzasi on Kuf Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah. U'matzasi be'ezras Hashem Yisparach by Aderes Eliyahu she'kos kein behedi l'tzmo. Pirish dafka l'tzmo. Avol shelo l'tzmo'o eim avare klav. Anything that's not litzmo in such a case doesn't get a bracha at all. L'chura, this gets involved with what Rav Amram and the Bali Tosas were discussing. And that is, Rav Amram is saying that's not a ma'aseh shtiyah because it was a chonka. But mashma, that even if his intention was not because he was thirsty, but it's a something else, but it's a regular ma'aseh shtiyah, you will make a bracha. Well, how does the Mishnah Berurah paskin? The Mishnah Berurah paskins black on white, like the Bali Tosfos, and not like Rav Amram. And they understand the Gemara as saying that the small comes to preclude everything, including choking. In other words, to put it this way, what's the ikar of the Gemara? Is the primary part the Mishnah, litzmo, or is it to remove the obstacle of the choking? If you say it's litzmo, that's the opinion of the Bali Tosfos, and that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore, a person should not be drinking stam and making a bracha. The only time he should be making a bracha, so in my case of the medicine, it's wrong to take the water beforehand because you're afraid about suffic brachos. It doesn't say, Hashosem mayim shumufachem mi bracha levatot shumufachem you also love the lattice below mazeh below bracha. It says, dafka litzmo. And that's how Mishnah Berurah paskins. According to Rav Amram, so then in such a case, anytime you have a ma'aseh shtiyah, it's going to work. And the Mishnah Be'er Halacha is l'shitasa with his psak in the Mishnah Berurah, that the only time you're going to make a bracha is l'tzmo. So that will mean that's something that we need to ask ourselves. There are probably other cases where a person drinks not necessarily l'tzmo. Ad kidekach, what about a coffee? The minhag olam is to make a bracha on the coffee.
Coffee's
water.
It's not water.
It's
Marvadino. That's called yesterday. Ramav, I'm even yavin. Right? Because if it only has time, what if it's a Turkish coffee? End of the day, we make a bracha on coffee. The last line, it works out beautifully. The last line of Parakeets on the Varachin, Baruch Hashem, we can say Hadron al Kates on the Varachin, is that a lot of times you got to check if there's an old minhag olam. If there's no minhag olam, so then in such a case, that's a different story. Well, the question was whether you make a bracha bar and fashu. Apart from not bar and fashu, what's chasra? I'm going to rabba bar and fashu. Bamri lo Rav Yosef. Hilchasamai, do you make the bar and fashu? Amarle, Pop Chazon Ma'im Adover, go out to see what people do. So everyone said, well, when it comes to schnitzel, where there's no, it's a new thing, and there was no mini kavua, so then in such a case, then you don't say. But some of that coffee that Talmid HaChacham had been drinking for hundreds and hundreds of years, and the Metzius didn't change. I want a tiny schnitzel. Today is a different schnitzel than it was even 40 years ago, when Moshe Feinstein dealt with the Shiloh. So then in such a case, then you don't have Pope Hazimai Modover. You have a new Shiloh. But a Shiloh, but something that's been done for many, many years. But it's an interesting question. You need to somehow say, and I have a kash on it, technical kash. Everybody should make a shakel on coffee. Don't get me wrong. But you know that coffee is the exact opposite of water. What's coffee? It's called a diuretic, because it drains the body from its water. But I felt again, it's still spirit of shtia. In such case, make a shakel. Maybe you're not making a shakel out the water, Shabbat. Maybe you're making a hot shakel on a shtia. We learned that on a shtia, you make a shakel. So anytime you're doing a maisa shtia on a shtia, you make a shakel. But not on the water, Shabbat. Okay. I'll take a couple of questions, and now we'll go, Bezer Hashem. Could someone please, we're not stopping, but I could ask one person just to bring a bunch of small chumashim. That will be very helpful. I'll take two questions, and then we'll go to Shtikul Avodas Hashem. Yes, Ami.
Is it possible to make a deer kitosos? The only time he says that it's not kosher as or not, he says it by the chirping. So that doesn't necessarily mean that. That doesn't really mean that necessarily anything other than thirst is not kosher as or not. He just says that chirping is not kosher as or not.
Yeah, but then Tosis went on to say that water has no significance except litzmo. Akidei kach, you don't make a bracha achrona. So it seems from the fact that Tosis says that akidei kach, you don't make a bracha achrona, that Tosis is driving at that there's something, that there's nothing to water except litzmo. That's where my idea comes from the bracha achrona part. I see what you're driving at, but I have a question in the other direction. My main law, no.
But he was saying in the context of Rav Avraham, it's also refuah.
Rabosa, I'd like to discuss with you. All right, one more question. Arye?
What about water with like the crystal light packets inside?
For sure. Well, what's a shiloh? There's no shiloh. Because he enjoys it, the minute he saw for sure. I understand your shiloh, which category would fall into Tosos, but at the end of the day, for sure you make a bracha rishona. And presumably you could even say it's litzmo, or you could say it has a din of a different shtia. I understand conceptually what the question is. You could be mefalpa a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's davar kosher, gets a shakel. If I could also get a chumash, please. Rabosa, I'd like to discuss with